Fasten your seatbelts, comrades, or you better be holding on to something heavy, like a Russian kettlebell, because you're about to enter the Lean Braise Throwdown Zone. This is Ron Jones and Michael Krivka, the Lean Braise, and we are Avengers of Health. Hide the donuts. You're listening to the Lean Braise Radio Show at theleanbraise.com. Welcome, comrades. I'm Ron Jones from the Lean Braise. I've got a very special guest here today, and that's Mike Krivka, and he's representing the Wounded Warriors, and he's got a new project rolling across the country. It's gaining a lot of positive energy, and the Lean Braise want to get behind that. It's called Kettlebells for Warriors. So, Mike, I'm just so glad to hear that you're doing this, and thanks for your time today, because I know you're super busy.
Thanks, Ron. I'm in the process of leaving for the West Coast within the next couple of hours, so I really appreciate you squeezing me in advance as they advance out in the West Coast, and also getting behind us in this project. It's really something that's very, very near and dear to my heart, and it's captured the excitement and enthusiasm of a lot of people, both locally and around the country. So it's a good event, and I'm really hoping we'll do some great things for our warriors.
Yeah, so I chatted with you a little bit before we started recording. You had a personal experience, someone you know close to your family, a soldier that was wounded pretty severely.
I had a friend of mine's son who was injured by an IED and lost both legs in a Humvee. Mm-hmm. So I had the personal contact of meeting this guy and talking to him and getting a better understanding of what he's going through. But at the same time, I had talked to some other people in the support area and another gentleman down at the at Walter Reed, and he gave me a much, much deeper perspective of what's going on, and it was staggering to me that we see so much on the news about we've had this many number of warriors fallen, but nothing about what about the warriors that were injured and are now recuperating here stateside.
Absolutely.
And it's a tremendous number of people who are coming back, who have traumatic brain injuries, who've lost limbs, who've lost
eyes.
Who have, literally, at the age of, average age of a soldier's now, 22, 23, something like that, who has had their life literally, turned upside down. And
right.
They will never be the same person they were before they walked over in the sandbox. So it was just kind of where is the media coverage of these people's plight? These boys and girls coming back, where are we focusing our attention here?
Absolutely.
And we should be.
In years and worse past, they probably would have died in the battlefield. But with technology today, they're able to sustain their lives. But then we have long-term care issues. I got involved with the Wounded Warriors back in May. I got invited to go to help a program that serves that Wounded Warrior project called Eagle Quest in Colorado Springs. And they're using the kettlebells there. They're using some ART, some Z-Health, the TRX, a lot of functional training. Wonderful program, but I got on the inside of the Wounded Warriors and really learned about what they're going through and what they're facing when they return. And it was a great experience, very humbling to just do a small part to help out. But I came back and I thought, what can I do, or what can the Lean Braise do, or what can my comrades do in the RKC to help raise awareness, money, whatever it is. I just felt like there was something else that we could do. And then I saw you've got this thing off the ground. So I was so happy to see that. And then it's getting such positive energy from the fitness community.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, once again, you had the same moment that I had. You have this experience and you go, God, there's got to be something I could do. I mean, I'm 48 years old. I am not a young man, but my children are very young, but I could have sons or daughters over there doing the same thing. And I would think that people would want to go out of their way to help these warriors integrate back into society and make their lives much more easier for the sacrifice they made for us in a foreign country. So I mean, it's a very if you come in contact with these men and women, you will forever be changed. You will not be the same person you were when you walked in that
door. My life was changed in that week, and what I didn't realize as a person in civilian life is that the traumatic brain injuries they're sustaining is pretty significant. So while they might walk through the door and look normal, maybe they do have their legs or arms, they've got a lot of brain damage from the concussion forces of all these explosives.
And that's not something you hear a lot about either, because
the visible
scarring, the visible loss of limbs and mobility,
mm-hmm.
People see that.
Right.
But the TBI, the traumatic brain injury, is what you don't see. And there are actually organizations out there right now that I think the Tug McGraw Foundation is one of them,
mm-hmm.
or is associated with that on TBI. You know, on making people aware of these problems and to also increase the survivability of people in battle with these injuries.
Right, and there are also a lot of they're doing a lot of tours over and over and over, so they've got it broken down. I forget the exact amount of months that you can be in some kind of conflict and kind of deal with it at some level, and they're basically doubling, tripling that.
Oh yeah.
So just the stress of that, and then when I was there in Fort Collins, they had spouses coming in with the soldiers as well, so that you have family involvement with the trauma. It was just mind-boggling to me what they go through. And so what we're trying to do with the show is also with the project that's going around the country with you, is raise some awareness, because I've talked to many people in the street, Mike, and they kind of give me that deer in the headlights look. You know, they're not sure what the wound of war is, or that there's even a need to reach out and help these soldiers. And regardless of what you feel about the politics of the Middle East conflicts, they're soldiers and they're following orders and they're hurt and they need our help.
Well, you know, once again, and they're soldiers following orders, but at the same time, these are our sons and daughters,
mm-hmm.
in a foreign country, protecting and defending our way of life.
Yes.
So, regardless of the politics, I will not talk about the man in the office. I will not talk about the direction the war is going.
Mm-hmm.
I will not talk about the policy of engagement with the enemy. But I will stand, you know, strong and true behind our warriors.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing that I don't see people saying. I don't like the president. I don't like this. These are our sons and daughters, and this is our way of life. That they swore an oath to protect our country, and they're paying the price for it. So the least we can do is to pay them back somehow, some way, with our own sweat, blood, and tears.
And so the Kettlebells for Warriors, and you guys have a website that's going to be up soon.
It should be up in the next 48 hours, fingers crossed, yeah.
Great. It's going to be kettlebellsforwarriors.org and kettlebellsforwarriors.com. So
yes,
it's going to be very easy to find. But let's talk a little bit about what these events are going to be composed of. I'm looking at a schedule. My gosh, you've already kicked off the first one, and it went so well that you decided to just roll it across the country, and that was in Pennsylvania, you said?
Yes, sir. It was in York, Pennsylvania at the York Barbell Corporate Headquarters.
Right, and now you're coming to L.A. this weekend, and I'll be down there at the Insano Academy helping out a little bit, along with a lot of other people supporting the troops. But my gosh, you're going to San Diego, Washington, Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, Jacksonville, Columbia. That's just this year.
Yeah, and my wife goes, "Can we really do this?" And I go, "We have to now." And that's only the list for 2010, because in 2011, I've already got a waiting list for people who want to have events in their locations. And York's been pointing to things. You've got to give us a date for 2011. We want to start advertising now.
That's great.
And it's fantastic. And the nice thing about this is, you've had the benefit of seeing the schedule for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We start at 10 o'clock in the morning. We go to 5 o'clock at night. Inside that, you know, 8-hour period of time is a 6-hour kettlebell workshop. But surrounding that workshop, while I have the people behind closed doors and I'm beating on them with kettlebells,
right.
We have something happening every half hour. We have Kenny Johnson, who is probably one of the top Olympic potentials in wrestling, plus he's trained the who's who in mixed martial arts, is going to give a 1-hour takedown workshop at the same site at the Inosanto Academy. I have Nene Gabukayan, who is a grandmaster in Balintawak Eskrima, who is
mm-hmm.
amazing. This guy is a ghost with a stick. He will hit you 4 or 5 times before you know what's going on. Amazing stuff. I have people from TRX. I have people from a company called Stroops. I have a friend of mine named Armin McGuire, who's an expert with Indian clubs and strongman tendies. He's going to be doing Indian club demos throughout the day. We have stuff going on all day long. So if you just want to come and hang out, you can come and you can watch these things or you can participate. We also have raffles. We have packages from TRX. We have packages from Dragon Door. We have packages from York Barber. We have stuff from the local CrossFit facilities. We have local businesses who have donated stuff that we're raffling off. So while you may not want to come for the kettlebell workshop, but you should,
mm-hmm.
You can at least come and you can throw some money on the table. And potentially, we have a handful of TRXs when they run about $200 a piece. And we have seven DVDs with the TRX.
Oh, the TRX is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Stealth is a great tool. For a $5 raffle ticket, you can walk home with like a $400 worth of equipment. So
that's awesome. Yeah, they were using the TRX quite a bit with the Wounded Warrior program at Eagle Quest too.
And it's a great tool. And you know, once again, not to get back to the kettlebells, but look what just happened. Literally a week ago, Pavel and TRX released a joint video
right.
on how to use the TRX and the kettlebell together. And I was one of the lucky few. Actually, TRX sent me, I think, like 14 of the videos 2 weeks before it was released. And I'm going, hey, that's Pavel. So I was kind of surprised. No one told me about this, but it's kind of cool.
So let me clarify this. So it's only $150 for a full-day
yeah.
workshop. And for people that don't know, I mean, if you go to a quality workshop that involves kettlebells or, you know, different types of fitness modalities, the price generally can run from $250 to $600. So for $150, it's a pretty good deal. You've got some world-class people there. So it's $150 if you go to the kettlebell workshop part, but can you just observe the other stuff, or do you need to pay for that?
No, you don't have to. Like I said, the whole point, you can if you're coming, and once again, what we're hoping is that we'll have enough people come to the kettlebell workshop to raise a lot of money.
Right.
But we decided to make it an event, too. We wanted to be able to say, hey, you know what? If you're just curious about kettlebells, we'll have guys working with kettlebells there. They can show you a few things.
Oh, okay.
If you're interested in what the TRX does, we got TRX there. We have Stroops. Stroops is a very similar to the battling ropes types methodology. Okay. We have Indian clubs there. If you're interested in seeing what Indian clubs are like, you can come there. So
we really wanted
to change make the format an event focus as opposed to a workshop focus. The workshop is still the bullseye, and that's what we're still focusing on.
Okay.
But the event in and of itself, we have the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the National Guard all showing up to help support us. They'll have the Marines there doing pull-up challenges, that kind of stuff. We'll probably have a couple snatch challenges and that kind of stuff during the course of the day. So
there's a lot going on.
It's a freaking circuit.
Okay, so the people doing the actual workshop for $150 with the Russian kettlebell, they'll be off in a place, somewhere in the gym there. And then you have all these demos going and all these different systems throughout the day, and people can just come in and observe that for no fee. Okay.
Absolutely, positively.
Okay, that's just awesome. And man, there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Every half hour there'll be another demo. Something will be going on literally from 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock. And we'll have we're going to wrap the day up at 5 o'clock with a closing ceremony and give away all the raffle prizes and stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy, busy day.
Okay. This is a Kettlebells for Warriors, and it's going to be a national a tour here, and it looks like it's going to be expanding for 2011. And this is Mike Krivka, and just so I don't forget, his email address is kettlebellsforwarriors@gmail.com, and they've got a website going up. It's going to be kettlebellsforwarriors.com and kettlebellsforwarriors.org. Now, you've got quite a background in martial arts, too. I know we're talking about the Warriors a lot, but I do want to kind of highlight some of the things that you've done. Some of this stuff, it's pretty exotic. You know, I'm just a kettlebell guy, but, man, you've worked with the FBI, the DEA, the Secret Service, the Navy, the Marine Corps. You've worked a lot with Sifu and Santo. Quite a few years of martial arts.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing. I had two passions when I was very, very young. One was magic and one was martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned into a professional magician when I was like 8 or 9 years old. And I had a very, very severe speech impediment.
Hmm.
And it was hindering my ability to be the outgoing and effervescent person I am today. I talked to the speech pathologist, said, hey, I'm really interested in magic, and I want to use that to help me improve my ability to speak in public. And it worked out very, very well. And I became, very good at magic. I was on TV a couple of times as a young child and had a great time. And still to this very day, I'm very passionate about magic and love it. I wish I had more time to practice. But I also was fascinated by the martial arts. I was your typical 98-pound weakling, skinny, tall guy, and just loved the Bruce Lee. I was just captivated by Bruce Lee,
Right, right.
So, I had to choose between my love of Houdini and my love of Bruce Lee. And I said, I'm about 12 years old, and when I'm in my 20s, I'll be too old to do the martial arts. I can always come back and do magic then. Unfortunately, I'm 48 now, and I'm still teaching martial arts 3 days a week. So I haven't yet hit the point in time where I've broken myself bad enough that I still can't practice the martial arts. And I've been with Guru Dan Asante for 25 years now, and he and his wife were very graciously let me use their studio for the LA event. So, they're tremendous patriots. As soon as I mentioned it to Sima Paula and Asante, she said, absolutely positively, what can we do to help you out? So it's really cool. We actually, most people don't know, but the gentleman who directed the movie called 300, the big Spartan flick,
right?
He is actually a student of the Inosanto Academy. He's a student of a buddy of mine named Damon Carroll and Chad Stahelski. And so I had contacted Damon and said, Damon, I said, you know, we're coming out. And he goes, oh, well, let me talk to Zach. So what Damon did is Damon got a bunch of the 300 movie memorabilia, and he had Zach send us some stuff autographed from some of the stars and by him as well. So
that's awesome.
We got some cool movie memorabilia, too, to raffle off in the process of the event also. So it's very cool. So, I mean, once again, and I have a lot of friends in low places. I've been around forever doing the martial arts, so I have really good contacts in the federal agencies and law enforcement who brought me in for specialized training, either in physical training or firearms or knife or stick or grappling or something like that or striking skills. So, yeah, I have a very jaded past.
Well, this is just going to be a great opportunity, not just to learn kettlebells if you're listening, but to also learn a lot of other martial arts systems and fitness training modalities. This is going to be a six-hour workshop. And of course, there's one in LA this weekend, but they're going to be all over the country.
Yeah, we're in San Diego. We're in San Diego August 7th. We're back here in Washington, D.C., where I'm based, on September 11th. And then we have Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, Columbia, and Jacksonville, Florida. Hopefully, I'm going to wrap up the year in Jacksonville, which is where the headquarters of Wounded Warrior is, so we can give a big
nice,
fat check.
Yeah, and 100% of the profits are going directed to the Wounded Warrior Project. So I want to talk a little bit about the actual Wounded Warrior Project. You can look up them on the internet at woundedwarriorproject.org. Your donations are tax deductible. And then basically it was a group of people kind of sitting around like us, and they wanted to do something, and they recognized a lot of soldiers were coming back from Middle East conflicts severely wounded, and they had a lot of special needs.
Most of the staff there at the Wounded Warrior Project are ex-military and ex-wounded military.
Oh, that's great.
It started off as a postscript to a traumatic injury.
Okay.
And these gentlemen developed the organization based on that. So, and that's what I really respected. And, you know, once we latched onto this idea, all of a sudden I got emails from the Wounded Warrior Regiment, which is the Marine Corps version. There's one for there's even one for the EOD guys, the Explosive Ordnance Division guys.
Wow.
There's even one for them. So all these guys go, hey, this is a fantastic project. So, you know, we said, you know, we committed ourselves for 2 years to the Wounded Warrior Project, and then I think in 2012 or 2013 we're going to open it up and start making, you know, monetary disbursements to the other organizations as well.
That's great.
To help them out. So, I think as long as the war is going on, and even afterwards, we're going to need to do this work for quite a while.
Absolutely. I mean, these men and women coming back, and they're both. I got to work with men and women at Fort Collins. They're looking at potentially maybe decades of rehabilitative assistance and help. And with the Wounded Warrior Project, they give special backpacks to the wounded soldiers in the Middle East, and they're filled with all kinds of goodies. And what I found out this morning doing some research is that Under Armour now has become a sponsor of this, and they have Under Armour Freedom Program.
Mm-hmm.
If you go search that out, yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I tried to do was buy some Wounded Warrior clothing, because I'm actually doing some presentations on this in corporate wellness and community groups. And it was kind of hard to find, and I guess Under Armour now has a line of clothing, and they give the profits to this program. And what's cool about the Wounded Warrior Project, I did some research on the finances, 81% of the money they raise goes right to the program.
Which
and the administrative costs are only 7%. With, you know, a lot of these organizations, 85% of the money they raise can go to administrative. And they use 12% for fundraising, which is not a lot. So the more we do to raise the awareness and help them, the more money they can spend on our soldiers that are in need.
Yeah, absolutely, positively. Once again, and you know, I did, before I committed to this project, I did some background work on them as well. And I was very, very impressed by, A, the people who are part of it. There's a lot of really good video online of the gentleman who started the Wounded Warrior Project giving his reasons behind doing this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very, very moved by the veracity of his statements and the balance of compassion and determination he also shows with this project. So it's a good project. And I said, and you know, I've when approaching sponsors, if I had a chance to talk to them, you know, on the phone or something like that. I had no difficulty 9 times out of 10 saying, would you be a sponsor? Most of them just said yes immediately.
Right.
A lot of them said, well, we really can't. We've already spent a lot of money on the Wounded Warrior Project. I didn't do my research to make sure the company wasn't already being hammered by them. Like, we went to Under Armour several times, and they turned us down on a number of occasions because they're doing their own work.
Right.
So, you know, with the Under Armour, great product. I wear them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I would really love in 2012 or 2011 or something, so really soon, having Under Armour as one of our sponsors to be able to, you know, use the Under Armour logo on our shirts and that kind of stuff and have them provide it for us. So Right. Well, I think we'll get their attention one way or the other. So we'll get to them eventually.
And your primary sponsors right now are York Barbell Company, which you enlightened me a little bit that they have been very supportive of the troops for a long time.
Tremendous. And this goes back decades. This is not just recent, this is decades. York Barbell was started by a gentleman named Bob Huffman, who was a tremendous patriot, very, very, mm-hmm. very, very in touch with the political problems of our country. Mm-hmm. And he donated millions of dollars in the course of his lifetime to his community and to our country. So huge, huge patriots. And then once again, I was very, very impressed with the people at York Barbell. They were all great people and all very, very supportive for our project. So, you know, God bless them.
That makes me want to buy some York equipment today.
Go grab some barbells and play, babe.
And we have CrossFit Journal throwing down, Fitness Anywhere, the TRX folks, and Dragon Door, which is distributor Russian kettlebells and Pavel's organization with John Duquesne. So
I've been fortunate enough to be involved with those guys for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I was probably one of the first couple hundred people who got trained in the kettlebell, and a day doesn't go by I don't touch a kettlebell literally, and it's been a tremendous tool. I mean, I've been lifting since I was like 13 years old. And everything from machines to cables to barbells and dumbbells and Olympic lifting and powerlifting, that kind of stuff. And my first experience with a kettlebell was life-altering. I literally, the first kettlebell I ever touched, I took home. I still have it this very day.
Oh, that's great. That's a memento.
So, I'm a firm believer in the power of the RKC. I've trained with other organizations. I'm certified with other people. I don't advertise it, but I'm certified with other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no better professional, thorough, absolute high-quality training experience out there. You can't get it. I mean, there's nowhere you can look and find the level of expertise you're going to find, with Pavel in and of himself, but the senior and master RKCs that are out there are exemplary. And it's a great experience. And is it hard? Oh, hell yeah. My experience has been, and you're talking to someone who's been in the martial arts since he was like 12, 13 years old.
Right.
You know, nothing worth having is easy. If you're gonna be able to put RKC after your name,
mm-hmm.
you got to sweat a lot and bleed little.
Oh, we sweat a lot. Early. Yeah, I certified last year in San Diego. They had a record heat. It was 103 degrees, but it added to the experience. You know.
Yeah, I was out in UCLA 2 years ago at the cert out there.
Oh, I heard about that one too.
And hey, come to UCLA. It's nice and cool in the summertime. It gets over 80 degrees. It's kind of misty in the morning and warm in the afternoon.
Yeah, right.
Not so much, man. It was 100 freaking degrees in the direct sunlight. And actually, it was kind of funny because there's one pole on the football field that has had one of those light poles, and that's probably about 2 feet across. And I spent the day trying to stay in that shadow, slowly moving around the field, following the shadow behind that pole. It was miserable, man. Everybody was – it looked like a burn ward, okay? Because between the sunburn you got from being outside in the sun and everybody having their hands wrapped,
right,
like 50 layers of tape, it looks like everybody got caught in a flash fire at the local McDonald's or something like that. You know?
I saw some pictures of that. It would look pretty brutal. So for some people listening today really don't know what a kettlebell is all about, but it's a kind of an ancient fitness tool. It looks like a cannonball with a handle. And there's a system for using that we have with the RKC. It's very rehabilitative. So I'm not a martial artist, but I hang out with a lot of people that are at KBLA with Dr. Mark Chen. And
mm-hmm.
and a lot of these guys got into kettlebells to rehab injuries, and they weren't really strength lifting type people. They didn't really enjoy that type of work in the gym. But they love the kettlebell because of the way it makes them feel. So it's a great opportunity to come in for these workshops flying around the country, Kettlebells for Warriors, and get some real hands-on setup of how to use this implement safely.
Well, here's the thing. If you're a martial artist, and once again, I can speak from both sides of the street.
Mm-hmm.
As a kettlebell instructor, I find them tremendous. I mean, for strength, conditioning, coordination, and just power and speed, I think they're unparalleled as a portable tool, as a tool for if you have a gym, you want a small footprint for a tool, it's fantastic. If you're a woman, you want to lean out, you want to get strong, you want to have a what I call a high and tight. You'll figure that out by yourself. It's a great tool for that.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're a martial artist, I mean, understand one thing. I have said for many, many years that the kettlebells are is a martial art of weightlifting. It's a very, very regimented, structured system of movement.
Mm-hmm.
It is for developing power and speed and accuracy and coordination. If you are a martial artist of whatever caliber,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, Mark Chang is, he's the Kung Fu, Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's trained at the Innocento Academy now. I don't care if you're on the soft spectrum of the martial arts or the hard spectrum of the martial arts. I've worked with MMA guys, BJJ guys.
Mm-hmm.
you really need to understand how to use kettlebells.
No, it's a great tool.
It's movement-based. It's movement-based. It's technique-based. You are behind the eight ball if you are not using that tool, I really think.
Yeah, and I've been using it. I do corporate wellness full-time, so I've been using it there for a couple of years with the executive staff, the union workers out in the field. I mean, the administrative ladies in the corporate office. I mean, it's really an amazing tool, and it's changed a lot of lives in a positive way.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, like I said, I have said many times that if I have to go back lifting weights again in a traditional manner, mm-hmm. spines and tries, chest and back, I'm probably in a wheelchair and can't get up and snatch a kettlebell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be a tremendous loss to me and my ability to not be able to use a kettlebell again.
It is very martial arts-like, and I've heard other people say that as well. I just did a little setup workshop for some corporate clients yesterday in Huntington Beach, and I kept referring back to martial arts way of thinking and philosophy, because it's very, very focused. You have your breath, you have your posture, you have your high quality, not doing a bunch of reps, but one rep at a time and trying to make it as perfect as you can.
Well, also it's the mental intensity. I mean, I consider, a lot of the work I do in the martial arts, to be focused on keeping the sword sharp. You're not necessarily learning. I mean, after doing the martial arts for 35 years, you're not necessarily learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
You are sharpening the tools you have.
Right.
And the mental intensity and the acuity you get from using the kettlebell is equivalent to martial arts training to me.
It
keeps you sharp. It keeps you focused. I mean, you cannot be snatching the kettlebell over the top of your head and have your mind somewhere else.
It's exactly what I told him yesterday.
In the moment, yeah.
Yeah. And one of the benefits that the feedback I've gotten from my corporate clients is the mental focus has made them feel much better. And I felt that was one of the primary benefits to me getting involved with the kettlebells the last couple of years was it just kind of cleanses my mind of all the other crap floating around because you have to be so engaged. So if you come down to these workshops that are sweeping across the country, you're going to get that part of it too. And it's not just a workout. I mean, there's a lot involved, and it's just going to be a great experience to have people like Mike in there helping you get that started.
And you'll be there as well. I have several of the RKCs and RKC level 2s are going to show up. I mean, I have them coming, literally, they're coming to all the events. So, while I'm the big talking head at these events, there'll be a very, very high instructor to student ratio. So, that, you'll get as high a quality training as you can get outside the RKC, I think, really. There's that many RKCs that will show up these things to help you out.
Absolutely. So, and it's for a great cause, to help the severely wounded soldiers coming back from Middle East conflicts. And I just want to give a shout about the one this weekend in L.A. It's going to be at the Ensanto Academy, and you can check out their website at ensanto.com. And that's Sunday, August 1st, 2010.
Correct.
And it's from 10 to 5. It's $150 per person if you're actually in the kettlebell workshop portion. But there's a lot of other demos and things to see, some raffles and things like that. And we might have some people just dropping by, throwing a few bucks in the...
Yeah, we actually had several people who we had a sign out on York Barbell. Their corporate office is actually on a highway,
uh-huh.
And they had a sign out there that said, they had one of these little stand up signs on the side of the road. So Wounded Warrior Benefit. And we had three people turn around at the next exit, come back, and give us cash.
That's incredible.
I mean, we just want to do something with the Warriors. And they just gave us cash. It's like, God bless you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's cool. And I've talked to a lot of people that don't really know what the Wounded Warriors are about or that there's even a need, but I've met some people since I got back in May that were really passionate about helping the wounded soldiers. So it's kind of this thing. We're finding out who those people are, and they're coming to the table quickly to throw down in a real positive way with money and services and volunteering.
Yeah, I challenge you to meet and interact with these guys and not be moved to action.
It was a humbling experience for me. I never heard anyone complain, and they were just so appreciative of the time that I spent just donating and helping out a little bit. It's the least I could do. But it was just a great experience. So I'm so glad you put this together, Mike. It's a great idea. I think you're going to get a lot of positive energy out of it. You're going to help the soldiers that desperately need some help here, and they're not whining and begging for it, but they do need it.
They're not asking for it.
They're not asking for it.
That's the reason why I feel so passionate about doing something.
Mm-hmm.
None of these guys will ask you for help.
Right.
And none of the families will ask you for help. And once again, the Wounded Warrior Project while it, the main focus for most people is the warrior themselves, but the Wounded Warrior Project sponsors events for the wives, for the caregivers, for
absolutely.
The family themselves. So we're not looking at just the war, improving the warrior's life himself or herself, but the whole family. So you know, it's a very holistic enterprise, and the mentality behind it is very, very intelligent, in that they recognize that caring for a wounded warrior is a very, very difficult task, not only for the warrior itself, but for the family and for caregivers. So it's a great idea. I mean, they have you know, they've kind of laced up all the important parts and made it into one package.
Absolutely. So let me give this contact one more time, and then we'll wrap up. If you want to get a hold of Mike, his email address is kettlebellsforwarriors@gmail.com. And very soon they're going to have a couple websites up. That's going to be kettlebellsforwarriors.com and kettlebellsforwarriors.org. They've got a number of different workshops that will be moving around the country in 2010 for very high-quality people. They're instructing, very passionate about helping our soldiers. And then 2011, 2012, I mean, who knows where this could go.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we had talked. I had a kind of a head shake with a couple of people. I said, "Look, I said 2011 is going to get bigger." And I said 2012 is going to take 2 days.
Oh yeah.
So we're actually going to end up going from an event to an expo. So I mean, I envision 2011 going from 2010 is going to be it's me, it's my pony. I'm riding this thing to it dies, you know. And so you know, we'll end 2010 and hopefully in Jacksonville, Florida. 2011 we'll start out. We'll still have a 1 day event. It'll be a couple hours kettlebells, couple hours TRS, couple hours Indian clubs. A couple hours, maybe something else. God knows who. I've had a bunch of MMA guys who said, "Hey, can I come in and do something for you guys?" Said, "Sure, I'd love to have you." I'm not gonna drop any names, but some very, very high level guys have said, "If you're in my area, I'll come and do a 2-hour workshop with you." And these guys don't do 2-hour workshops.
Right, right.
And when they do, it's going to cost you $500 to sit and
absolutely
not by one of these guys. So that was kind of cool. And I said, "Well, it's going to change that." And I said, "Well, what's going to happen after that? How can we top 2011's event type?" We said, we'll open it up even farther, making an expo. So I see this going from being, a one-man show to me being headlined, with these other big-name people doing kettlebells and doing TRX and doing Indian clubs and doing MMA training, that kind of stuff. So it's really, it's a little fire under my butt, and it's made me very excited about being part of the RKC community and being a martial artist again. And it's also made me very excited that, I'm an American and I can do something like this and help out people who really would not ask for my help, but I'm more than willing to give it to them.
It's just wonderful, and it's just so positive, and it's needed. And I think beyond the money raised and the actual soldiers that are helped, I think you will find that you will change people's lives along the way that participate in terms of thinking about where they live and appreciating that freedom.
Yeah, it's just part of it being a patriot.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of it being an American citizen. You have to be willing, able, and wanting to do something outside your comfort zone. And I'm not, I'm comfortable doing workshops. I'm not comfortable calling people on the phone and say, "Hey, give me your money. Hey, I want to help these guys out. You can help me too." So it's been an education. I mean, I've always been someone who has been in the public eye, either at the martial, I teach martial arts every day, or I teach kettles every day, and as a magician, I got used to that at a very young age. But it was always in the capacity to entertain or enlighten.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in the capacity as a public speaker with a cause. So, for me, it's been a real education and a humbling experience, too.
I mean, absolutely.
When you stand in front of 85 people and break into tears.
Yeah, it was, I had one of the soldiers, he was a medic that was injured right before I left, and he came up and thanked me, for my time to help him. And I tell you, that was a pretty emotional moment.
Oh yeah.
I could barely get the words out thanking him for the time he gave me that day. So anyway, thanks for coming on, Mike. Hang on a minute after I end the show and we'll debrief a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And again, this is about the Kettlebells for Warriors sweeping across the country. You can find them at kettlebellsforwarriors.com, kettlebellsforwarriors.org, or email Mike Krivka directly at kettlebellsforwarriors@gmail.com. You've been listening to the Lean Braze Radio Show at theleanbraze.com. Metal Blues today provided by Stanley J. Tucker and Calcaneus. Until next time, keep rocking health and fitness, America, and support the troops.